This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, October 11. A beautiful bride. Our reading comes from Revelation chapter 21. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things had passed away." He who was seated on the throne said, "I am making everything new." Then he said, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." In many weddings, as the groom waits joyfully, the bride, beautifully dressed in her wedding gown, is led down the aisle by her father. The bride and groom theme resonates in human society as a picture of mutual delight, commitment, and faithfulness. The Bible even uses this image to describe the relationship between God and his people. Isaiah 62, 4 and 5 tells us, for example, "The Lord will take delight in you, and your land will be married." As a bridegroom rejoices over his bride, so will your God rejoice over you. The New Testament speaks often about the church as the bride of Christ. And in Revelation 21, we see a picture of the New Jerusalem, representing God's people and the dwelling place of God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. In the new heaven and earth described here, all of God's promises will be fulfilled, and we'll be able to delight in full life with God forever. In the meantime, we may feel unworthy of God's love, knowing we are sinners. Or perhaps for some of us, the ideals of joy and delight in marriage may not be a reality. Even in times of doubt and struggle, though, God himself is with us. Hold on to Jesus in faith. He's watching over and holding on to you. He loves you and wants you to flourish and enjoy life to the full. Pray with me. Lord, thank you for showing us the amazing depths of your love for us in Jesus. In his saving name we pray. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.